views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about being programmed in ways that treat you like a machine. This is one of the most profound shows that we have done so far. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We teach human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, why is this show one of the most profound that we've done so far?
You know, Patricia, I'm really excited about this one because it is truly revolutionary. And I want people to just to settle in and sit down and relax for a minute. And here's a big statement that I'm going to say. All of your problems, all of your difficulties, all of the challenges that you face right now, the barriers to your objectives, both big and small, are the result of the negative effects of programming.
Whoa. Wait, back up, Jason. What are the negative effects of programming?
Well, we're going to talk about that in the show. But for the most part, it creates the negative effects, basically, is all of our problems, all of our difficulties are negative effects of programming. If we're trying to achieve a big objective, a life mission, or something just simple like...
How about just communicating with others?
Losing some weight, communicating okay. with others. Anything that we want to do, it's all based on this negative effect of programming.
Well, okay, let's just... So you're talking about it, but... I mean, what, we don't see it? Is that what you're saying? Tell me how it all works.
It's hidden. Okay. That's why we don't really understand this. This is so revolutionary because it's hidden in plain sight. It's the frame. And we've been talking about the frame for the last couple of days, and it's not an easy concept to understand. Let me give you an example.
Okay, that works.
I want to lose weight. I Google it, so I want to lose weight, and it says, stop drinking soda, for example. Okay. Well, without any other information, we would naturally program ourselves to stop drinking soda. By that, I mean we would force ourselves. We would maybe hide all the soda in the house. We would manipulate. We'd trick.
Okay, but what's wrong with that, Jason? That's what we've been doing, since I can remember.
Well.
By the way, which is a long time, but we'll talk about that another time.
We've been taught this from the very beginning. We all do this sort of programming of ourselves.
Well, a really good programming that is actually outside of ourselves. What about commercials?
Yes. Commercials are a form of programming.
Well, I am going to give away my age. I was thinking about Wonder Bread. I remember Wonder Bread commercials from when I was a kid.
Oh, that's way before my time.
Huh. All right, moving right along.
All advertising is a form of programming. And yes. We have all sort of know that. We get these messages all the time, and we're being programmed. But the worst kind of programming is when we do it to ourselves. Most of the audience on this network, Transformation Talk Radio, the amazing network. I hope all your listeners will, all our listeners right now will give themselves a pat on the back, because people that are listening to this network want to make the make themselves better and the world better. So my hat's off to you. I'm saluting you. So Transformation Talk Radio, we're listening because we wanna improve ourselves. We wanna transform ourselves. But without looking at the frame, we will probably program ourselves as opposed to the option, which is in part two. This is the first part of a two-part series. This first part is about programming and how it works. And the second part is about the ecosystem approach, which, of course, is the solution to programming.
Well, wait, let's and thank you for that one. I love that plug for next week. But the bottom line is that I need you to help everyone out there understand what you're talking about when you're talking about the frame. You know, I just think of, you know, something that a picture goes in.
Well, exactly. So in our world today, it's all about problems and solutions. So we have a problem, so we look at it for solutions.
Okay.
And if this solution works, we keep going with it. If it doesn't work, we throw it out. But we don't see what's in between the problems and solutions, which is the method that we pursue the solutions. And this is why I say it's hidden in plain sight. This is why this concept is kind of difficult to get. And that's what we have, you know, we've got the whole hour dedicated to just programming.
Okay.
So, and I would say, I would make a bold statement, say it's the most difficult, toxic, awful effect in the world today in terms of making the world a better place. If you want to make yourself a better place, or you want the world to be a better place, you have to understand programming versus what we're going to do, of course, in our next show, which is about the ecosystem approach.
Okay. Okay. So the frame, one more time, go back to the frame for just a moment, Jason.
The frame is not about the solution itself. It's about how we implement that solution.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that makes
it's the implementation.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
And because we've been so programmed, mm-hmm. pun intended, that we don't even think about the frame, because we immediately go to some form of forcing ourselves, tricking ourselves, manipulating ourselves,
or
seducing
even,
ourselves.
Exactly. I was going to say, and questioning ourselves, and then all of this. This fear comes up. Oh my gosh, I see there's a solution over there, but I can't get there.
Yes.
Things with money, with weight, with
relationships.
Exactly.
With work, with health.
Exactly.
Exactly. And this is, again, it's hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a really good example.
Okay.
I had a client a long time ago. He didn't last very long. He just did a couple sessions with me. But he was a very successful engineer, and he wanted to be more spiritual. He wanted to pursue a metaphysical path. He wanted to be happier. He wanted to feel some sort of deep meaning in his life, because he'd been very successful, but he lacked the meaning. So he had been referred to us, and I found out that he was meditating an hour a day. He set up a shrine in his house that he prayed every day, and he did all sorts of metaphysical activities. But the problem was, and he couldn't get this, he was implementing those things the same way he
implemented the engineering.
Yes.
And the rest of his life.
Which was a form of force,
yes.
and programming. Mm. He forced himself to meditate.
Meaning he said he had to follow the rules
of meditation.
That he was given of meditation. That's what I was gonna say.
And he had other shamans and gurus that told him, hey, this, you know, if you don't get it, then you'll never get it, which isn't true. But what they were trying to say, it's the wrong frame. But he never got that. And he went on to find other solutions for his problem. But he didn't see that it was the frame that was the problem.
And that he was using programming,
yes.
correct, to, quote, get the job done. He saw it as a job, as a task, as something, you know. So, but let me ask you this question. Am I correct? Programming is how we pursue the solutions, not the solutions themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you implement a solution in the different way that we're going to talk about next week, you could get a positive result when if you use programming to implement a solution, you could get a negative result. It's the same solution. And I know, you know, if that doesn't boggle your mind.
Yes.
If that doesn't boggle your mind, you know, it should. And for all the people out here, especially Transformation Talk Radio, the audience, you know, you're listening to other hosts and other people. If you're not implementing it if you're using programming to implement the solutions and some of the wisdom that you're getting on.
And by the way, there is wisdom.
There's a lot of wisdom here.
Absolutely.
So, but it's the frame. And I'd like to say, you know, this is something that we've uncovered because we're intuitive. And this is the big deal, because it's through our intuition that we can see this. Without these abilities that we have, and we've been developing these for a long, long time, we wouldn't have been able to parse this. Now, we've been trying to articulate it for years. You know, people that know me know that, you know, I've different approaches, different language, da, 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 and it's really hard to understand. You know, the programming versus the ecosystem approach, I think, is the best way so far.
Right.
And, you know, this idea that the solution it's not about the solution. It's about the implementation or the methodology and how you go about the solution is a really big deal.
Okay. So, Jason, let's what is the key points to this segment?
Programming is one of the most difficult issues we face today. I wish we had background music. I have some sort of da-da or something. Yeah, anyway, but we're working on that, Carter, background music. Anyways, program is hidden, and all the negative effects are attributed to other things. That's why it's so invisible. When we have a negative effect of programming, we don't think it's because that was programming. We think of it that was bad solution or something else.
Or we missed something.
Exactly.
And by the way, we did miss something.
Yes.
Because when we're doing the programming, what's happening is that we're looking at the high points as opposed to seeing what's in between. I love the way you said that, Jason. It's really the truth. So what else?
All your problems, difficulties, challenges are the result of the negative effects of programming. That's a pretty big statement. I'm saying that everything that you're struggling with can be fixed if you take a different methodology. And that programming is about how we pursue solutions, not the solutions themselves.
Okay. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how programming, how programming hurts us and wreaks havoc with our lives, not to mention me talking today. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about how programming hurts us and makes our lives difficult. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, why is programming or treating yourself like a machine so bad?
Well, I know you asked me that in the last segment, and I didn't really answer the question.
Okay.
So here's the answer. It has to do with how we're designed as human beings. Mm. The root of our existence is our soul, or what we call essence. We use the word essence. When we treat ourselves like a machine, we interfere with the operation of our essence.
Jason, I'm going to ask you to repeat that one more time. This, by the way, everyone, is really, really, really profound and really, really, really important. And the reason is when you understand what Jason is talking about here, it is a huge step forward for you as someone who is trying to make their life better. Please say it again.
The root of our existence is our soul or essence. And when we treat ourselves like a machine, we interfere with the operation of our essence.
Now, I want everyone to think about, what do you mean I interfere with my essence? What does that mean?
Well, you know, this goes back to...
That just touches me.
You know, high school anatomy, if you ever take high school anatomy, college anatomy, mm-hmm. you never see essence
anywhere in the chart.
Exactly. And the way you communicate with essence is via your intuition.
Okay.
We all have intuition, but the intuition is sort of the back of the bus perception.
Well, now it's the back of the bus, but we're trying to bring it forward.
Exactly. Because it's via your intuition that you have this connection to your essence. But that's not the point today. The point is that... our essence is our source of talent, wisdom, conscience, big deal today, health, and deep satisfaction and meaning in life. In other words, everything. If you're not happy in any way, I guarantee you, because there's a disconnection between you and this vital part of you that is so important.
And when we have a relationship with this essence, that is the most important part of our life. And the reason it is because when we're unhappy or struggling with something or even struggling with our health, if we would bother to take the time to look at the essence, our essence is telling us something is wrong. And that is one of the most amazing things when we can see that something is wrong and that through the ecosystem approach next week, of course, that we can actually do something about it.
You know, when we program ourselves, we're covering up, we're ignoring this connection. And one of the things, you know, our essence, we don't think of our essence as part of our daily existence. We think of like our soul purpose, you know, that's a big thing, or our soul mate. But the truth is, it's with us 24/7. It's always there. It's powering. It's the foundation to our interactions, our relationships, our success, our failures, our health, our bad health. It's connected to all of that.
So okay. When we are disconnected from that, Jason, what happens?
Okay. The way that our essence interacts with us is through our emotions. It's the emotions are carriers of the information from our essence.
Oh, well, anybody that knows me knows I'm extremely emotional. And I have to say this before Jason jumps in and you know, he's... the bottom line is, as I was always taught, I was way too emotional and therefore I had no value. And the truth is, oh, that is just so not the truth, because I finally realized everybody has emotions, but most people never connect with them.
Well, there may have been some truth to your the criticism about your emotionality. Now, it's not for me to say that, you know, especially on air
like
this.
Yeah, right.
We think of emotions in terms of black and white. Either you have them
or you don't. Yes.
And there are disciplines, you know, scientific disciplines where you're supposed to suppress your emotions. You put aside your emotions.
Yeah.
Which,
by the way, would have blown up by now.
I don't know how, you know, we see this, especially in scientific pursuits. People don't put aside their emotions. They just cover them up and they justify them
and
with
become,
some form of logic.
Exactly. And they become extremely numb to them.
Yes. You know, so, that's why, emotions carry this information. But if you don't take it in black and white, like either have them or you don't, it's the refinement of your emotions. And the refinement happens with the ecosystem approach. But if you understand that emotions are the carriers.
What do you mean the carriers?
It's they carry the information from the soul. You know, if we want to lose weight.
Okay.
We can look outside of ourselves and get strategies and techniques to lose weight. And then we implement them by programming ourselves.
Okay.
Or we could say, in essence, you know, it doesn't have to be this formal. But hey, soul, how do I lose some weight?
Yes.
And chances are it already knows.
Yes.
But in order for you to understand what it's saying to you, you have to have a connection to your emotions to be able to interpret what it's saying.
So, and I'm going to break that down in layman's terms. Your soul, your essence already does know how to lose weight. And it's the implementation of that information that helps you understand why you're overeating or drinking that soda or sabotaging yourself. Those are the things. That's where you start. When you start with that, it is amazing the progress that you can make with yourself.
Here's the part that most people don't understand, and it's something that we see as intuitives.
Okay.
When I stick my head, and this is how I put it. This is not true. It's when I stick my head in the non-physical dimension. In other words, when I'm allowing my intuition to be fully open, mm-hmm. I see that we're all have toxic layers and layers and layers over our essence.
Right.
And that includes Patricia and I. We've been using the ecosystem approach. I guarantee you, it is not free and clear of all these toxic effects of programming and negative emotions, and that's disrupting the full use of our soul in the way that it should. I see this with other intuitives. It's not that they're completely open. They have these amazing abilities on one hand, but then they struggle to just live their life in a way that's normal or positive or healthy. And it's because their soul is also disrupted with these negative emotions.
And toxic energies.
And toxic energies.
Okay.
So being intuitive is really helpful, but it doesn't mean that you have a perfect channel to your essence.
I guarantee you that's not, yes.
And being emotional doesn't guarantee that you have a perfect connection to your essence. It's the refinement of your emotions. And that's kind of a vague term. We're gonna talk about that next week especially.
Okay.
But there's a subtlety. When I'm in the world, when both Patricia and I are in the world and we're using our intuition at a high level, we get all sorts of emotional content. When we're looking at someone,
right,
it's not that we get a printout that this, you know, that says
a digital that goes across, yes.
We get this rainbow of feelings, emotions, sensations that give us information about who they are, what they are, what's causing the problem.
Exactly.
And every, you know, I'll go back to the first segment. Every client that we've seen in the last 18 years, you put it all together, it's close to 40 years,
right,
that we've seen, they all have had problems with this connection with their essence. And that's the fundamental root cause of all of their issues. So they bring these issues to me and they think it's this, 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 and this, but it's truly not. It has to do with this disconnection.
And Jason, the part that you see and that we see has, the reason that is because of the programming in which all of us have had to endure all of our lifetimes.
Yes.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
As intuitives, we can see the importance of essence and how it works. Your essence contains your talents, wisdom, conscience, health, and life satisfaction, i.e. everything. Programming blocks and hurts your essence and is very toxic to human beings. And programming suppresses your emotions, which is the natural way your essence communicates.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways you program yourself and how our culture programs you and makes it acceptable. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about being programmed and how it happens to you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what do you mean by programming?
Whenever you do something, you have a solution that you're trying to attain, and you ignore, disregard, overcome your programming yourself. So if you read on the internet and says, okay, reduce your sugar intake, which, you know.
By the way, everybody, it's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, kind of knows that. You know, if you want to lose weight, you can reduce sugar intake. And sugar is highly addictive. So they say, okay, stop drinking soda, for example, or whatever. So what do you do?
Okay.
Well, how do I stop drinking soda because I'm addicted to it? Well, most people, they won't say, well, let's determine how I feel about, stopping drinking soda. They'll say, okay, I've got to force myself. Maybe I'll trick myself and I'll hide all the soda, or maybe I'll lock it into a cabinet and give someone else the key.
Excuse me, by the way, I've done them all. Go ahead.
And those are all tricks, manipulations, force. And even, maybe you say, okay, I can have a soda if I, run around the block 10 times.
Reward yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Seducing yourself.
Yes.
Those are all ways that you're kind of being nasty to your essence, because your essence is saying, you're saying I want to lose weight, and you probably get a positive feeling about that from your soul.
Sure.
And then, but your soul says, you use sugar to overcome these feelings. And
wait, let's back that one up. And I realize we've already done some weight stuff, but this is really important. We use sugar. We're just going to go with sugar for a moment. We use sugar to overcome the negative feelings about how we feel about ourselves. And how we feel about ourselves, a lot of it has to do with the way we've been programmed by others, i.e., someone tells you're unworthy, you failed, you didn't do it right. I could go on and on.
That's
correct?
All true.
Okay.
But it kind of muddies the water, makes it confusing.
Okay.
Because the truth is that those authentic feelings that we were programmed to have, the authentic feelings, they're the feelings that we have that are attached to us. They may not be authentic. They may be illusions.
Okay.
But that's how we feel. So
okay.
We cope with those feelings by drinking soda or sugar or using sugar.
Or using alcohol or drugs or whatever.
When we program ourselves, we just forget about how we feel about it, and we force ourselves.
Well, and then that the reaction. For every action, there's a reaction. The reaction that happens is we get angry, we get sad, we have these feelings that we ignore or put aside, or they come up and we don't know what to do with them. And so we bury them, so to speak. We often, more often than not, we bury them within ourselves.
And that burying process is a form of programming.
Yes.
As we continue to do that, what you're doing is this relationship that you have with your essence. First of all, you're saying, screw you, essence, or you're giving the middle finger to your essence because you're saying, you know, you're trying to give me this message that you have to get rid of these feelings of unworthiness. But instead, you're hiding the damn soda in the closet and locking it up.
Okay, but you know, the result after you've buried your feelings, hiding the sodas, done all the things that you're doing, down the road somewhere, you end up with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and you're angry and bitter and hopeless about everything.
Though all those things are the result of the buildup of negative emotions.
Right.
But we don't ever, oh, I've heard this so long and I don't like it, but the idea of dealing with your feelings, people don't know how to deal with their feelings, which of course is our ecosystem approach, which
right.
next week.
Is how to deal with your feelings.
We suppress our feelings, we force ourselves, we control ourselves,
right.
we abuse ourselves in the service of achieving whatever objective we have.
Okay.
The truth is we only have so much willpower and self-control.
And not to mention life happens around us
yes.
and it just breaks us down.
So you may have using this willpower and self-control, which is a form of programming, and then and you've stopped drinking all soda. Then 2 weeks come by and there's this stress that comes into your life. All of a sudden this stress from out of nowhere comes in. What do? Well, you
head straight for what stops the pain of whatever you're dealing with.
So you might say, okay, that solution of reducing sodas doesn't work for me.
Right.
So I need to look for another solution. When the truth is, it wasn't the solution. It was how we implemented the solution.
Right. So here in our notes, Jason has this thing that says, most education today is based on programming techniques. Okay, Jason, help me out with that.
It's little Johnny is trying to do his homework and he comes to mom and says, Mom, I don't want to do my homework. Well, if you're like most parents, raise my hand. I know Patricia well enough. She can raise her hand too. If you saw us, we'd both be raising our hand. Instead of saying, well, why don't you want to, you know, do your homework and let's deal with those. Let's use the ecosystem approach to work on those feelings. We say, you have to learn to discipline yourself. You have to use self-discipline and self-control and you have to get your homework done. So what we've taught little Johnny is, your feelings don't matter. They're not important. And
we've also taught Johnny to hate us for being the parents.
And oh, by the way, if you're an enlightened parent, you say, "Well, Johnny, tell me how you feel about it."
Right.
That may not. Talking about your feelings doesn't necessarily remove the programming, and we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You know, this today our format's a little different. Usually in the third segment, we teach you how to do clearing or removing negative energies, and then we do clearings in the last segment. But because there's so much to cover, we're going to do all of that in our fourth segment. But if you really want to remove the effects of programming, if you haven't signed up for a newsletter, do that now. We're at www.livinglighter.org. And go to the newsletter tab and sign up for a newsletter. We just ask for your name and your email address, and start getting our newsletter, which every week has clearings or a way to remove these negative energies that are affecting the topic that we're talking about in the moment.
And they're in writing, so you can go back to them over and over again if you like.
And this newsletter with these clearings is
yes.
the anti-programming.
Yes.
So if you want to start removing programming from your life, this is the way to get started. And oh, by the way, I should say this, Patricia.
Okay.
You can't just stop programming from your life. You can't just kick it out.
Because
well,
it's
we've been
all around us.
It's so ingrained in everything that we do that there's no way that you can just get rid of it overnight. You can't program yourself. You can't force yourself to get rid of programming.
Right. So I do want to say this. When Jason and I started doing this, we were both working a corporate job in downtown San Francisco. And when we started doing the clearing, and you know, he taught me, and then you know we progressed from there. The thing that was the most amazing is we could see the programming around us, and we would end up in just – we would laugh so hard at what was going on. We did our jobs. Trust me, we both were really good at our jobs. But we would laugh so much at what was going on, and people would say, "You guys are laughing too much." And we were saying, "No, we're not laughing enough." So when you start removing the negative energies of the programming, you see more programming around you. And it's very entertaining, if you must know the truth.
Here's a major point that we need to get out.
Okay.
And that is, it's about the relationship you have with your essence.
Yes.
And just like I would never use these techniques on Patricia, forcing her to do things, manipulating her, tricking her to do
Here's
things.
Here's that laughter I was talking about.
You know, yeah. even seduction only works a couple times. and then it goes downhill from there. You can't form a relationship, a good positive relationship with your essence, which is your biggest champion, your biggest asset. Yes.
Of you.
And treat it that way.
Yes. So, and the other thing is that if we understand that programming is everywhere, then that means that we have toxins everywhere, including our intimate relationships.
Also, when we treat our essence that way, what happens is it creates emotions that are out of control.
Yes.
We see that all around us today. People, their emotions are out of control. Mm-hmm. And that's because we've been suppressing our emotions through programming.
Right.
And we don't seem to know how to get out of it. And usually what we try is more programming.
Yes.
You know, we're going to control you if your emotions are out of control.
So with that said, Jason, what are the key points?
Programming is when you ignore, overcome, or disregard your feelings. You can't outsmart your essence with programming, manipulations, tricks, or seductions. And programming creates emotions that are out of control and ineffective to help us live our lives. And common programming techniques is abusive and destructive to our essence.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing and energy work to help you better understand programming. This is Living Lighter with Jason, and I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show. as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhord.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about programming and how toxic it is for you. Rather than try to give you more information or try and convince you, we're just going to change the energy. We're just going to help you change the energy. This, by the way, is the ecosystem approach. So Jason, real fast, tell us how to do the energy work.
And if you need more help on how to do clearing, go back to one of our other shows in the third segment and we talk about that. But basically, we just gather up our negative emotions, throwing them into an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. And as we say, to eliminate, that's where they go. Take a gentle breath. And Patricia, really quick.
To activate life force, we see it as pure, clear light, and we activate it by putting it all the way through our bodies. So, Jason, let's get started with some clearings.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the programming that is present in my life. Take a breath. Blow it into that trash can. And to eliminate any fear I have about changing or moving away from a programming approach.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the numbness I have all around the ways I've been programmed. Take a nice breath. Let all that go.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions around numbness, because that's the way, that's the effect of programming ourselves so much.
Yes. Take a breath. And another one is, and to eliminate the false belief that I've done something wrong and I must pay a price. The truth is, no, you just start getting rid of that programming and you will make your life better and happier. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my essence is my best friend, is my best mentor, is my best therapist, is my best business coach, is my best
health coach
and expert in any phase of my life that I could ever have.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how badly I've treated my essence.
I release and let go that guilt and shame about that. Take a breath. And to eliminate the programming that has made my emotions inconvenient and suppressing them to my detriment. Take a breath. You don't need to do that anymore. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame I have about myself so that I can love myself enough to create a better relationship with my essence.
Ooh, that's a good one. Take a breath.
There's no way you can love yourself if you're abusing your essence. It's
isn't that the truth?
It's a cliche these days.
By the way, storing negative energy within your body is abusing your essence. And when I get to the uglies, I will explain that one a whole lot more. So let's activate some life force energy. So yes. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the strength and the courage to confront the dark energies connected to the programmings. Take a breath. And let that creator energy just go right in through the top of your head or your heart or both. And now blow out any negative energies. And activate life force so I can love myself enough to reconnect with my essence in a positive way. Take a nice breath. Activate life force.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my true relationship with essence is the path to my greatest potential.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can see what is standing in my way and have the courage to get rid of it so that I can use my essence to go forward. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can see that this is the beginning of an amazing journey.
Take a breath. And I'm going to do one last one in this activate life force. And to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy, have fun, have great health, enjoy my life, love, be successful, be powerful, and help myself be my best advocate for what stands in my way and know what to do with it. Take a nice breath. All right, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay, well, this is part two. Obviously, this is part one, which is about programming.
And part two is next week.
Part two is next week.
Okay.
And part two is about the ecosystem approach. Programming is the problem. The solution is the ecosystem approach. It's these two are the most profound that we've had so far. I hope you tune in. It's a big deal because this is the solution for years of treating your essence badly.
Okay.
And we've all done it. Yes. We've all done it. This is the way out. So I hope you tune in.
Okay. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio.
That newsletter is a big deal.
It really is. We have heard some of the best comments about the newsletter.
It's sort of the backstory to each show.
It really is.
And we just reaffirm the topic for each show.
Yes, exactly. And understand that this is something that you can read over and over and over again. And you also know that you can listen to past radio shows.
By going to the radio tab on our website.
Exactly.
They're all archived there.
They're all archived there. And I hear that it's a great thing to do. I'm just going to say, I have one of my clients who said that when she's having a bad time at work, she puts her headphones on and tunes us in, and she says it makes a difference. So, we'd love to hear your comments. So send us a note at our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
I'm kind of needy for likes, so please go to our Facebook page.
We'll connect next Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.